I would like to talk about the importance of having executive buy-in for your project and having executives understand what's in it for them to fund your project that you're so passionate about. There's a session that I have delivered dozens of times at Microsoft-specific and also learning technology-specific conferences. This session is titled, Five Things for Immediate Impact on Increasing User Adoption. Now, in this session, before diving into these five magical things that you can do, I always tell of a cautionary tale about a fellow conference speaker. This brilliant person, extremely smart, she executed each of these five things perfectly at a large electronic retailer, which I can't mention by name, but think of the color yellow. She did all that, but could not get the buy-in from VPs and above in the company for her project. Eventually, what happened is she ended up leaving the company because she did not see the culture changing to adapt to more modern ways of supporting and training users. And what a loss that was for their organization when she left. Now, I'm sure you've also come across similar challenges where you know in your gut the best way to move forward solving a specific challenge, but you were unable to convince your leadership to see it your way. That is always super painful when that happens. My advice on that front is to quantify the projected expected results as much as possible. There are usually three main types of ROI that leaders are looking to prove out any solution. One, how can this make us money? Two, how can this save us money? And three, how can this save us time? If one or more of these points can be quantified, it makes it so much easier to sell your solution internally. Let me give you an example. I run a company called Visual SP. Within our product Visual SP, we host a live dashboard for each customer, and the numbers on the dashboard are updated every day to reflect the current ROI of the application. Let me verbally describe to you what that dashboard looks like. So on top, it shows the usage of the system, and because of the usage of the system, how many person hours have been saved, how much money has been saved in productivity to the company. Now, this dashboard changes and is updated day to day to give the executives the most up-to-date data. If you want to visualize this dashboard for yourself, go to visualsp.com and look for the business use case scenarios. You'll see the ROI dashboard that I'm referring to. So this type of representation of data is especially important these days to executives. With companies unfortunately cutting their workforces and with so many people working from home these days, having an automated system like Visual SP to support and train employees and to be showing continuous ROI has been very beneficial to our customers. Now, for you taking that example, my advice would be to have a dashboard like this for your executives, which shows realistic numbers on the exact savings that they're getting in time and money. If you can also show how much money the company is making or going to make based on your efforts, your projects that you're proposing, that's even better. Now, just remember that at the end of the day, it all has to be quantified for it to count and for the executives to understand what's in it for them. Best wishes to you in selling your initiatives internally. Hopefully, you're able to quantify the benefits as well to be able to get your projects approved.